Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 1931, recorded on Thursday, the 3rd of November 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Sarah Lomax, and I am joined by Rupert Hipwell.
Thank you, Sarah. We'd like to welcome new listeners Marion Harrison and Michael Reeder, both from Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox recordings. As always, we have a selection of news items, two features, one on an inspirational man of music and the other on a kind-hearted woman known as the Pram Lady. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include a suspected arson attack and the potential danger of city centre roadworks. But first, praise for a local waiter.
A mother has praised an amazing city restaurant waiter who stepped in to help her distressed daughter. Trudy Akers and 15-year-old Beth, who is autistic, visited Jamie's Italian in Norwich and were faced with a familiar situation when Beth burst into tears, unable to decide what to order. But waiter Steve Raven reassured Beth she could take her time and proved a calming influence. Mrs. Akers said, "It was our first time at Jamie's and we were meeting friends who we hadn't seen for a while, so we didn't know what to expect. Steve was just amazing and we've never had anyone who was so kind and patient, and he didn't put any pressure on any of us at any time." After ordering, Beth said she wanted to make one of the dishes at home, so Steve brought over the Jamie Oliver book with a recipe. He then asked Trudy what her daughter's name was and returned with the book, which he gave to them for free.
Patients across Norwich are being urged to tell their practice when they can't see their doctor after booking an appointment. Last year, around 45,000 appointments were missed by patients who failed to notify their GP first. Some of these appointments were for 10 minutes, others for 20 or 30 minutes, meaning doctors' time is wasted instead of them seeing other patients. Dr. Anoop Deji, a GP in Stalham and chairman of North Norfolk Clinical Commissioning Group, said, "General practices are keen to provide the best possible service for their patients and get them seen quickly. Patients can support their local practice to do this by letting them know as soon as possible if they are unable to attend or no longer require an appointment, so that other patients can benefit from a cancellation." He and other doctors are urging patients to give their mobile phone numbers to practices, as some offer a text reminder service. Many consultations on common illnesses, cuts and scrapes, can be given at your local pharmacy.
A shop boss has warned that city centre roads have become more dangerous since a series of changes were made. Paul Giles, managing director of Gerald Giles in Burr Street, was prompted to speak out after two accidents happened within half an hour outside his store. Although nobody was seriously hurt, Mr. Giles said the accidents were more common since the pedestrian crossing outside John Lewis was removed. He said, "My staff witnessed them as my store is opposite John Lewis, and we see near misses every day." He said he had asked transport officials for a temporary crossing to be put near his store, as the closest was further down Burr Street. A transport for Norwich spokesman confirmed a temporary traffic light is being put in place.
With 3 weeks left on the clock in the competition to crown Britain's best high street, the Castle Arcade District has slipped into second place behind Derby. After more than 100,000 votes have already been cast, Norwich needs another big push from supporters to take the title. It's a competition which has previously been won by the Lanes, who were champions in 2014. Over a week of voting, the district is second to the Cathedral Quarter in Derby and leading Broadmead in Bristol. But with 3 weeks to go until voting closes, that could all change. With a public vote making up 50% of the final decision, the team behind Norwich's entry are urging local people to get behind their bid for glory. The Great British High Street Competition 2016 celebrates the great work that's being done to revive, adapt and diversify the nation's high streets. It's one of a number of initiatives to help champion high streets as the cornerstones of the community. This year's competition saw a record 900 entries across all 14 categories, including the new categories for individuals and shops. Stefan Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich BID, said, "It's important that we continue to celebrate Norwich's thriving High Street, and we hope the public will cast their vote and help win GB High Street of the Year. We hope the Castle Arcade District will be recognised for its uniqueness."
Armed police were called to Coslaney Street in Norwich following concerns for safety. A Norfolk police spokesman said officers were called following a disagreement between two men. Both men were found safe and well.
Norwich fashion students have collaborated with retailer John Lewis on a limited edition evening wear collection. Sue Chowles, NUA fashion course leader, said the collaboration was a wonderful opportunity for the students to experience and be actively involved with the entire creative process, from initial designs on the drawing board to final model fittings.
An 82-year-old grandfather rushed outside to stop a fire spreading to his home after arsonists struck in a late-night attack. It was the third in a series of incidents along Proctor Road in Sproston and resulted in a group of conifers being set on fire and destroyed. According to Norfolk Fire Service's Head of Prevention and Protection, Gary Collins, the outcome could have been much worse, and he is now urging people to come forward with any information to bring an end to the spate of suspected arson attacks in the area.
The Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation NHS Trust has been given the funds by NHS England to develop the Perinatal Community Service over the next 3 years. It will support new mothers and pregnant women with serious mental health difficulties and will be the first service of its kind in the area. Figures suggest that about 360 women in Norfolk and Waveney have severe perinatal mental health needs, with another 5,000 classed as having mild to moderate needs. NSFT will now begin work to recruit a 14-strong team to deliver the service, including consultant psychiatrists, mental health nurses, a psychologist, occupational therapist, social worker, and administrators.